Nigeria Info.
And definitely, we are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3. We're broadcasting live from our audiovisual studios on Etimi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. It's 4 minutes past the hour. This morning's show is divided into two. The first half, we'll be talking about youth and ecosystem restoration. And the second part, we'll be continuing our conversation with the attack on the Defense Academy yesterday morning. So let's start with the first part of the show. By the way, you can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. We're streaming live on those two platforms. You just search for Nigeria Info FM on those two platforms. You can see me, you can see my guest already seated. Feel free to join us and let's talk about your own role, how you are keeping the ecosystem safe. Things, you know, the talk about global warming, extreme weather conditions and the rest of it. We all have a role to play. Now, according to the United Nations, every 3 seconds, the world loses enough forest to cover a football pitch. No, you did not hear. Let me repeat that. Every 3 seconds, not 3 minutes, not 3 hours. 3 seconds, the planet, humans, will lose a forest enough to cover a football pitch. And over the last century, we have destroyed half of our wetlands. As much as 50% of our coral reefs have already been lost, and up to 90% of coral reefs could be lost by 2050, even if global warming is limited to an increase of, let's say, 1.5 degrees. The UN says nearly 80% of the world's water, wastewater, if you like, is discharged to our oceans, our rivers, contaminating them, killing the ocean aquatic lives, because these wastewaters are discharged into the water bodies untreated. Now, those that have not killed our fish or the aquatic life there, we ourselves, we pick those same fish and we cook and we eat. Plastic, Inko, that one, yeah, that's another level entirely. And you know, on this show, on this radio, we're very, very passionate about the environment. Anything that concerns the environment, we're very, very passionate about it. So that's why we're going to dedicate the first half of this show to that conversation. About 96% of our original forests have been lost already. It is devastating. It is catastrophic. It is sad that we're losing vegetation cover. Nothing to protect us. This forest, they protect us. You're wondering, disease is here, disease is there, some ailments here, ailments there. We have only 4% left. 4% of our original forest. That's what we have left now. So how do we restore the ones that we've lost? That's the essence of our conversation this morning. I have Uchenna Achune. Uchenna Achune is the Director Business Development and Communication, Nigeria Conservation Foundation. He joins me live in the studio this morning. Uchenna, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sheriff. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. How bad is the situation, Uchenna?
Well, the situation is really bad. I think you try to paint it very clearly. Well, so yeah, the situation is as you painted it. The time to act is now.
It's now, right?
Yes, because if we don't act now, it could get worse than what we already have. In fact, you said 4%. Chief Philip Asiodu, who is the president of the Board of Trustees of the Nigerian Conservation Foundation, when he spoke at the last event we had on August 12th to mark the International Youth Day and also to mark the 19th Chief Asiodu Memorial Lecture, We chose that day because we thought that it is time to bring the youth, to put them on the front seats,
yeah,
to drive.
It is time.
Every all the effort around ecosystem restoration. Mm. So he said that our forest reserves, that we've depleted them from 35% to 3%.
Oh, it's not 3%.
3%, yes. That's how bad it is.
Imagine that.
And so the UN understands all of this.
Mm.
And so they declared the year 2021 to 2030 as the year of ecosystem, as the decade of ecosystem restoration.
Mm. Mm.
10 years that all effort has to be focused on how to restore our depleted ecosystem.
Mm, indeed. Let's just take a breather. We'll be right back. I think in the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to try as much as possible to address the youth. And if you're a youth and you're a player in the restoration of ecosystem, we would like to hear from you as well. Because our youth are distracted, no doubt about it. And Uchenna, you agree with me that a lot of youth these days, ecosystem is not their problem.
that's the unfortunate thing, you know. Not just the youth.
Yeah.
All of us, you know, until maybe you get close to an organization like us, or maybe the thing really hits you so bad somehow, that's when you realize that, yes, we are actually part of the ecosystem in the first place. Some of us don't think about it.
That's right.
So that consciousness that we are a part of something called the ecosystem, and that every member of this ecosystem, human beings, animals, the plants and the wetlands, whatever, all of us make up the ecosystem.
That's right.
And each one of us has got a role to play in preserving and conserving this ecosystem so that our life will continue to move on.
What role do you think youths can play? What are those? How can the youths be part of this ecosystem restoration drive?
So they've got a lot to do.
Okay.
So some of the practical ways of, you know, helping to really restore our ecosystem includes things like just simple things, planting trees. You know, the drive in Lagos, in Nigeria, across the world about tree planting is something that has been there and is being preached every day, but some of us don't take it seriously. So you can imagine every one of us take a decision that I will plant a tree. So if each person in Nigeria plants one tree, you can count how many trees that will amount to.
Yeah.
And, you know, to understand the importance of this tree we're talking about, aside from what it contributes to fighting the issue about climate change.
That's right.
But also the kind of life it brings to us. So I'm able to say that it's confirmed that where you breathe the freshest air in Lagos is at the Nigerian Conservation Foundation. Okay, so we have 78 hectares of land.
Okay. 78 hectares?
Yes, forest reserve.
Okay.
So, totally forest, sitting on a wetland.
Wow.
That's the biggest green vegetation you will see in Lagos state.
Area.
So, when you come there, there are things that they've used to measure the quality of air that people breathe in Lagos.
Okay.
And ours has become the one that is now used to, you know, as a parameter to measure others.
Do you people welcome people to come around?
Wow. People come there every day. It's a public place. It's an open place. It's called Lekki Conservation Center.
It's just here.
Yeah, just here. That's our headquarters.
Okay.
So people come there to see what we have there, to see the forest reserve, to see some of the animals and all of that.
And that's the only place you have the cleanest air in Lagos?
In Lagos, the cleanest air. So another place I've also experienced that is when I went to Songhai in Benin Republic.
Okay.
Because they understand this and they've planted a lot of big trees, cocoyam with big leaves and all of that produce a lot of oxygen and take away the all the
CO2s.
CO2s, yeah. Mm. You see fresh air. You feel you feel that you're breathing something, and it shows in your body.
It
that
will show
good.
Now. Yeah. It will show.
So if we make a decision in our homes, in our schools, to plant trees, so we've also set up conservation clubs in schools in Lagos and some other parts of Nigeria or your state and all of that, where we encourage young people to plant trees and teach them the way to go about it. You know, this tree planting thing has, you have to also follow what they call the 4 hours.
The 4 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
You have
what
to,
are
like,
these 4 hours?
Plant the right tree at the right time, in the right quantity, and in the right place. There are some trees that you bring from outside of Nigeria and plant, they will kill some other trees that are around.
Around. Oh, yeah. My word.
So there are indigenous trees and all of those things, economic trees. We promote all of, so children are taught all of those in our conservation clubs.
Okay.
Even right now, we're having our summer.
Where are they? How can people join these conservation clubs? I mean,
okay, so the conservation clubs are in schools, secondary schools, primary schools.
Public schools or private?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not limited to anyone.
Okay.
But we also have a membership club for the NCF.
Okay.
So that you can register and join the effort we NCF is making at nature conservation. So we have membership about five categories.
Okay.
The student category, that's for students.
Okay.
Who are in undergraduates.
Okay.
You can register to become a
member. Is the membership free?
There's an annual subscription.
So you're going to pay. You're going to pay me if you have to go into that. Let's not go into that. Let's go into Mrs. Bukola is listening to me right now. She's going to hold me by my shirts now and say, "Oh, God, come on, pay money."
Okay, no problem. Yeah, but being a member of all of this, that way you are able to contribute to what we're doing at Nature Conservation.
Mm.
You know, and you learn more. You get educated.
How can people get access to these trees? Because we say people should plant trees, and you have said that there are 4 hours involved. But how can people get knowledge about these 4 hours, and how can they get access to, you know, trees that they can plant?
Oh, okay. So there are a number of places where seedlings and nursery beds exist produce seedlings in Lagos, and even across Nigeria.
Okay.
So at the NCF, Lekki Conservation Center, if you come there, you get information. You can even find some of those seedlings you can use.
Okay.
We have also at the Fasi and some other places.
Mm.
We have even in Cross River at the Obudi Mountain Resort. We have a forest reserve there.
Mm.
We also have seedlings that are produced there in Ibadan. We are in partnership with IITA and all of that. So there are many places you can get all those information.
Mm.
Going to our website and just even asking a question, you can be given a lot more information about how you can get these trees. And of course, like I said, the observing the 4 hours.
The 4 hours.
To make sure that you plant the right trees.
Mm. Very important. I'm going to go to the telephone. Let's make this a bit open. Let's see if people have questions, especially those, especially if you're a school owner, if you're a student and you like to be a part of the NCF, the Conservation Foundation, feel free to ask Uchenna questions right now. You're free to do that. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. For the ladies only, WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805. On WhatsApp, tree planting is quite important, very, very integral, very germane, because when we have enough trees, we breathe in clean air and pollution can be reduced. Pollution has a lot of devastating effects on our systems, and people don't pay that much attention to how important clean air is, really, and it's quite very important. I'm going to speak to Alex right now. Alex is in Kaja. Alex, good morning to you.
Hey, morning, Sheriff. How are you? And hello, Uche.
Hi.
Now, I'm an environmental scientist by discipline, you see, and I know that many people, not just the youth, many people, even many professionals don't understand the concept of climate change. Now, you're talking about tree planting. It's good. It works. But I think it's a rather simplistic approach to fighting climate change.
Okay.
There are several other things involved with fighting climate change, apart from just providing those trees. So the you see, I'm sure the United Nations knows this, and that's why they have been working to get the cooperation of many governments. You cannot, on your own, start to fight climate change without government participation. The government first has to buy into your project. Imagine that you are planting trees indiscriminately. They will be caught if those trees are not, if they are planted, you know, without guidance in terms of designated, you know, tree planting
proper
areas.
Plan.
Yeah, you can't just wake up and start. Individuals can't wake up and start planting trees. And that's why I say it's a rather simplistic approach. And on the issue of the youth, I don't know, you decided to attach it to the youth. Okay, let's say you are attaching it to the youth. How about, again, lifting this idea of simple tree planting? Take it away from that simple part. Let them understand that you can fight climate change by the kind of energy that we burn. For instance, we don't want to be burning diesel anymore. We want to be using hydrogen.
Yeah.
Is it a bad thing to sponsor like 100 Nigerian youth to learn how to produce hydrogen from even natural gas? Do you understand? Let's go into the more technical things. Let's stop you trying to use our youth for simplistic things.
Right,
these
Alex.
People are intelligent.
Thank you.
Let's use their brain productively.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Yeah. Very valid point you've made. Thank you so much. But I'm going to talk to Segun. Segun is the first-time caller. Segun, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I want to especially tell the lady that just spoke.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick it up from there.
Okay.
Now, we actually can't do anything except the government takes the lead. That's the point. Look, in all the societies that we want to refer to, the government takes the lead. The people follow naturally. Now, it's not as if we are not appreciating what the Nigerian conservation guys are doing. They're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they should come up with an idea where they go, you know, they engage the government to make sure that they, at least their own policies, they implement them. Let me give you a classical example, my brother.
Give me.
There is a very vast forest reserve if you're entering Badagry. You understand? Now, some obviously developers came in and start bringing down this forest.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
You know, when I saw it, I was almost weeping. Now, the Lagos State government came in some months later and, you know, put a signpost there that this is wetland. Trespassers will be dealt with. Guess what? The next month, they went beyond that extent where that the signpost is, and dug deeper into the forest.
Oh my!
And I speak with you now. If you're entering Badagry, specifically around Aradagumu, Safejo, a very vast area, forests that have been there for thousands of years.
That's a shame.
They are sand filling it.
That's a shame.
Killing people. Now, the man there will agree with me that if they had factored, if they have synchronized their development with the environment in Lekki, they wouldn't be having all the problems they are having
they are
now.
Currently having now.
Yes. And they are creating similar problems in Lagos, in Badagry.
And it's spreading. It's spreading. It's spreading.
It's spreading, my brother. In fact, they chopped up the right side of the forest. I guess somebody told them because that place is aligning with the village.
Okay.
So they just thought, okay, maybe if we develop this place, it will cause flooding. Then they move to the other side. And this other side, you know, some people that were living close to that side said when they started, some very rare animals that people don't even know.
Of course.
Started exiting the forest. They started killing them and eating them.
Of course.
You know,
it's unfortunate.
Our Lagos State government will just be wearing suits and pointing fingers.
Shekin, we lost your call. Uchenna, I'll come to you, but Gbenga has been on the line for some time now. Gbenga, hi, morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah. Now, you want to ask yourself, how did the trees vanish in the first place? Yeah. When I came to Alabado for the first time, that was in the year 1992, the larger part of Alabado was forest. But in the name of I'm moving to my site, I'm moving to my house, all the bushes were cleared off. Not just Alagbadu. When you move towards Songo, when you move towards Yoruko, all those places were forest. Everywhere was bush.
Now you have development.
The housing policy in Nigeria is damn poor. So three quarters of the houses here are uncompleted buildings.
Hmm.
Some one room, some two rooms, some bungalows, some. I mean, if the government were up and doing, if successive government had good housing policies, build houses for people to mortgage, build houses for people to. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
You know, let me clear one plot and build my own house. And I'll be sure to clear one plot. Jimmy, clear one plot. Jimmy, clear one. That's
how it keeps going. Keeps going.
That's how it keeps going.
And we keep losing clean air.
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
And then a winner's champ will come and buy 1 million acres. Leading will come.
Why 1 million?
And buy from Mowe to Ikorodu. That's how the forest. And now we are 3%. I wish that in the next 20 years we are going to have any forest.
Omo, we are in trouble. We don't know yet, though. 3%. With that three, thank you, Benga, for calling me. Appreciate it. Uchenna, you have heard from my people. They are saying that you are doing a great job, but then without government's deliberate policies, we may just be talking.
Yes. So I thank all the people that have called in to make contribution.
Right.
Very wonderful contribution they've all made. So it's not only through tree planting that we can fight climate change.
That's right.
And restore our ecosystem. There are other ways we can.
Mm-hmm.
And they pointed to some of them. Cleaning up our wetlands is one of the ways of also fighting restoring our ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And even the river banks and all of that.
Right.
Even just leaving a sweat of natural land to recover. The place that we are now, if you come there 30 years ago, was just close to like a desert. But now it is complete forest.
It's grown, restored. Yes. Know, yeah.
The president, General Muhammadu Buhari, gave our organization 262 hectares of such land in Abuja.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Uchenna, hold on. Let's go to break. When we return, we'll start from there, okay?
Okay.
Lagos, join us again. We'll be back in a moment. Huh?
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Petroleum and Gas Engineering Uniport Alumni Association cordially invites all the alumni to the inaugural ceremony of the association. Theme: Petroleum Engineering in the 21st Century and Beyond. Role of Alumni Association. Date: August 26, 2021. Time: 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Venue: IPS Auditorium, Choba, Uniport. Special guest of honor: Professor Owunari George Will, Vice Chancellor, Uniport. Host: Dr. Joseph Amiyi Bibama, HOD Petroleum and Gas Engineering. Keynote speakers: Professor J.A. Ajenka, former VC Uniport. Dr. Felix Amiyi Ofori, CEO Energy Hub. Panel discussants: Dr. Stella Okene, Group CEO, Stellard Energy Group. Mr. Lawrence Osakwe, Operations Division Manager, Nigerian Agip Oil Company. Dr. Vincent Wabweze, Manager, Ogoni Restoration Project, SBDC. Engineer Abiye Membere, former GED, ENP, NNPC, and MD, B Energy Consultancy Services. The hallmark of the ceremony will be the alumni project launch. All alumni of the Uniport Petroleum and Gas Department are invited as we work together to uplift our alma mater. Announcer, Dr. Joseph Amiyi Bibama.
Every step you take, every move you make.
So, when it comes to investing, what do you look out for in a company?
See, it's the competence for me. They should have a track record of success in the past.
For me, it's their client base. How many clients do they have signed on?
Invested in your tomorrow.
Just to open your store, don't go deliver your goods. goods to your shop fast fast. Just go their website shop.omnibiz.com or download the app. You fit even call them on 0700-005-5555. Omnibiz, online market for your store.
If you're a Visa card holder, you're a VIP, aka Visa Important Person. It means you have exclusive access to amazing discounts and offers from a wide selection of Visa partners like Adidas Stores, David Wedge, Rough and Tumble, and others when you sign up to VisaCards.Africa or download the Visa Benefits and Offers app.
Truly, life is better when you pay with Visa. Available to all Visa card holders. Ask your bank for a Visa card today. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
Yes! I won! Oh my God, it's home! Guys, since I joined BiggyBet, I have been cashing out daily.
You don't mean it.
Hey, look at you. Let me tell you, they offer 120% welcome bonus, bigger odds, 315% accumulator bonus, plus one bonus, and you can even cash out anytime, whether in a shop or online. They also have the best virtual games and jackpots. Hey, you see? They even pay winnings instantly. Guy, choose bigger rewards. Visit www.biggybet.com. Sign up or become an agent now. BiggyBet. Bigger reward, bigger life.
When I was 5 months pregnant, I started using bio oil for stretch marks. I must say, if I'd known about it before, I would have started using it earlier. I've been really impressed with the results.
Bio oil helps improve the appearance of scars, stretch marks, and uneven skin tone. Bio oil is available in all leading pharmacies and shops. Bio oil is also available online on Jumia on the Bio Oil official store. For more information, please contact Bio Oil Nigeria on Facebook. To identify original Bio Oil products, look out for the Sproxil, Scratch, and Text PIN. Bio Oil skincare oil is clinically proven as safe for its intended use by adults, including pregnant women. In the unlikely use of skin irritation, please discontinue use.
Conductor! Conductor! Give me change!
Conductor, I beg my change!
You be like say you deaf, Abby. I see you and this woman collect this money, go find me.
Conductor, you want to PM me? Do you know who I am?
Where they do this one?
I am Laburu. God's worst punishment in a person.
Ah, this one they watch King of Boys. You never even watch part two.
That's right. Catch Shola Shobowale as Eniola Salami in The King of Boys 2 on Netflix Mobile for 1,200 Naira per month. That's right. You get access to King of Boys 2, The Return of the King, and plenty of your favorite Hollywood and Nollywood movies and series on your mobile phone for 1,200 Naira per month. Sign up on Netflix.com.
Charles!
Yes, Mommy?
Go and bring two sachets of Hypo Bleach for me.
Why two?
Because I'm using one to soak the whites and using one to kill all the germs.
But I can't see any germs here.
They are so tiny, you can't see them. But they are there. And that is why I trust only Hypo Bleach to kill them all.
Make your white fabrics whiter and your household free of illness causing germs and viruses with the disinfecting power of Hypo Bleach. Hypo.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Crossfire here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, I said that we're going to divide this show into two halves, but let's do this for another 7 or 8 minutes before we allow Uche to go. Uche Chineke is Director of Business Development and Communication, Nigeria Conservation Foundation. And this one we've been talking about the roles that youths can play in restoration of the ecosystem. And we've had youths that have called us, it's only youths that I've called this morning, and they've said quite a number of things. But Uchenna, again, thank you for coming through this morning. Uchenna, just so people know that we've been trying to have this conversation for like 2 or 3 weeks now, but eventually we're here, and then something happened yesterday again. I would have loved for us to spend an hour, but let's pick it up from what you were talking about, President Buhari, you know, giving the NCF, you know, some space.
Yeah, so NCF, over the years, we've made effort at helping to reclaim some land and convert them to some forests.
Okay.
So one of such is the LCC in Lekki, where we are.
Okay.
We have more than 240 hectares on the Obutka Mountain Resort.
Okay.
We have 1,000 hectares in Bonny Island, the Finima Natural Reserve in Bonny.
Fantastic.
So just recently, the president donated 262 hectares of such land in Abuja.
Oh, wow.
For us to help turn into the forest reserve.
Hmm.
Yeah. We work with some corporate organizations to ensure that we achieve all of this. So they're all our efforts at making sure that some part of our land are converted to forest. Now, talking about government involvement.
Yes.
Government is involved. Unfortunately, there are also some of government activities or failure at enforcing some policy that now makes it that they're not doing anything. Yeah, so we work very closely with the national parks, ensuring that some forests and parks that exist still remain intact.
Yeah, we'll protect them.
That they are protected and preserved. We work with the Minister of Environment very closely. And work with with some state governments. Last month, July, we were in Anambra State. We had a workshop organized jointly by NCF, UNIZIC, and the Anambra State government. That workshop was aimed at bringing all stakeholders on the table to discuss how to make sure that all the forest encroachment and all of that, that they are put to a stop. And those who are trying to use development to, you know, get into our forests, that is actually happening there. It's happening in almost every state.
Yeah.
So conversations are going on to get government to sit up and enforce, you know, the interesting thing that policies already exist.
Where there are policies.
NCF and other organizations have helped to promote a lot of environmental friendly policies in this country. So it's just about enforcing these policies.
The same government that put up these policies are the ones that will grant permits for somebody to go and clear a forest somewhere to start building housing estates. And
exactly. Even when you talk about housing policies, even when you talk about how to build, all those step back and how to also preserve some area about of your building space for
greenery.
Greenery, you know, all of those things exist. It's just about how to enforce
it. Let people observe it when they're erecting their structure.
And anybody who violates it will now face the law.
The law, because we have the laws already.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But Uchenna, we must leave it here right now. We must leave it here. Thank you so much for coming around. But how can people get across to you for anyone who has questions as to how they can join the NCF? Because I know you need all the help you can get.
Yeah, so the ways to join, one is visit our website. We have a functional website, www.ncfnigeria.org.
ncfnigeria.org. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So when you get there, you would see where you can ask questions, make comments, and people, your questions will be responded to immediately.
Oh, wow.
I can also give out my number.
Yeah,
you please, call.
If you're okay with it. If you're okay with it.
Yeah, you can call 080-35-83-2096. We are located at Lakey Conservation Center, just before the toll gate at Chevron. So our office is opposite Chevron, that big forest opposite Chevron. Driving there, you see our office. We are open in there every from Monday to Friday. If you come there, you definitely will see somebody who would give you one information or the other that you need. And that is also one of the places you need to come to see nature in its true form.
Yeah, people go there a lot.
Let me
reiterate that it's the place with the cleanest air in Lagos.
Just want to breathe some fresh air, come to LCC opposite Chevron.
And clean air is life. People buy machines now to purify their air.
Yeah, but this one is already naturally purified.
It's natural. Uchenna, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. listeners out there for tuning in and joining this program.
Thank you. Let's take a breather. When we return, we'll go pick up our conversation on the NDA attack. Stay with us here on Nigeria Info.
If a leader is not informed, he's bound to be deformed.
So many organizations don't even have a workplace sexual harassment procedure or reporting channel. So if there's no place to even report, how do I even report these issues?
AstraZeneca and Moderna vaccines cannot be mixed.
You cannot say bring that one too.
I cannot say bring that one too because I just manage them. No.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.